Keeping Stride by Flippy Spoon, read by Cookie Mom 6067. Spock was not looking for conversation with anyone, or for anything at all, really, other than to complete his routine cardio in the Deck 5 gym. Spock was on the treadmill and running at a comfortable sprint in perfect form, his mind mostly occupied by the question of an unusual atmospheric density on an otherwise M-class planet, when Lieutenant Jim Kirk showed up and hopped on the treadmill next to Spock. Spock nodded in greeting to Kirk and could not decide if it would be productive for Kirk to start talking to him or not. But it was irrational to decide whether he wished for it, because it was Jim Kirk. As far as Spock could see so far, Jim Kirk was very likely to start talking to you if the social occasion allowed for it at all. Jim cranked up his treadmill and started running at a sprint nearly equal to Spock's, though Spock was not running near his top speed, but he noticed it. Still, he also noticed that Jim indeed did start talking and did not seem to have very much trouble running and holding a conversation at the same time. "Say, Spock, can I ask you something? And please tell me if I should shut up." Jim glanced over at him, eyes bright. "You may," Spock said in between breaths, "and I will." That made Kirk chuckle. "Do Vulcans fantasize?" Spock raised a wary eyebrow and Jim laughed again, ducking his head. "Sorry, no, I don't mean nothing untoward. I mean about the future, things you want in life, dreams, that kind of thing." Spock looked straight again and considered the question as he kept his stride. "I would not frame it as fantasy. We have goals which we work toward. We rarely visualize our goals as daydreams. Instead, we focus on actively pursuing them." "Heh," Kirk nodded, arms swinging. "That's kind of what I figured. I suppose I wondered if it was any different for you, being half-human." "I cannot say my human side has not been apparent," Spock said, squinting at the twinge in his side and just as quickly compartmentalizing it so the pain was simply gone. "Especially as of late, I have been exploring my emotions more often to mixed results. But I admit, I still do not see any productive use in fantasy." "Oh, see," Jim laughed again. Spock had noticed that Jim laughed a lot. Spock did not dislike this trait. "Fantasy can be a very active part of achievement for me. Visualizing my wants is motivating. Now, some humans do all the fantasy part without the work. That's no good at all." "What is it you visualize?" Spock asked before he could think twice about asking. Kirk grinned and tapped the treadmill controls, cranking up his speed another notch. "Captaining this ship, mostly." One of the emotions Spock had been toying with recently came skipping out to play, and Spock smiled at Kirk, whose grin widened at Spock's reaction. "As you are now the youngest XO in the fleet," Spock said, picking up his pace a bit to stay well ahead of Kirk, "I would not put it past you." "You had command of the old girl for a minute there," Kirk said, nodding at him. "Briefly." "And you stole the ship." Spock couldn't quite read the tone while looking ahead as he sprinted a little harder, but when he looked over at Kirk, the grin had turned a little sly. "It was necessary," Spock said simply. "Stole the Enterprise to aid a former crewmate who was not even Starfleet at the time, against orders to fly to a Klingon mining colony," Kirk went on, "threatening a treaty." "Lieutenant, are you asking because you disagree with my choices while in command?" Spock asked, narrowing his eyes. "Not necessarily," Kirk said, "but it is a surprising choice for a Vulcan, isn't it? We tend to think of you as rule followers, I think." "To follow the rule of law," Spock said, turning up his speed one more notch and exerting further effort even as he continued the conversation, though it was more difficult and he found himself breathing much harder, "is not always the logical choice." "Would other Vulcans say the same?" "Unlikely," Spock thought. "I imagine it depends on the Vulcan." "Interesting." Kirk laughed yet again, and something about his expression made Spock run faster, close to his capacity. Then, to his astonishment, he saw Kirk meeting his stride, drops of sweat sliding from his temple to his throat. The conversation ended, at least temporarily, as they were running much too hard and fast to speak. This continued for several minutes. There was only the sound of their breath and the pounding of their feet on the tread. Spock glanced over and saw Kirk staring straight ahead, his brow furrowed, his mouth turned down in a grimace, but he managed to keep pace with Spock. The safety check lights on Kirk's treadmill turned red and beeped. "You are going to collapse," Spock informed him. Kirk clenched his teeth. "No, I won't. Hey, Spock." Spock expelled a half-infuriated puff of breath and reached over to slam the emergency stop button on Kirk's tread. Kirk stumbled for a moment before sliding off, cackling with glee, bending over to hold his knees as Spock came to a stop and hopped off to join him. "Are you all right, Lieutenant?" Spock said. He crossed to the synthesizer against the wall to retrieve a cup of water, which he brought to Kirk. "Yeah." Kirk straightened up, stretching, and gratefully took the water. "I was just having fun. Wanted to see how long I could keep up with you." "Longer than I would have expected," Spock allowed. "But I did not relish the thought of carrying you to sickbay." Kirk nodded and walked to the wall by the synthesizer, sliding down to sit on the floor. Because Spock was enjoying his company, he sat down next to him as they caught their breath. "You know," Kirk said, "when I do fantasize about being captain of the Enterprise, I often imagine he would be my first officer. You'd make a great one, I think." "You desire a first officer who has admitted he may steal your ship," Spock said. Though he had to admit to himself, he said it to watch Kirk laugh again. Kirk met his expectation and threw his head back, slapping his knee. "Actually, maybe. Any worthwhile captain should have an XO who challenges them, right? And I love a challenge." "Clearly." "I'm sure you'd never steal my Enterprise, though." Kirk smiled wide, eyes twinkling. Spock stared for a moment before he thought to respond. "I will make no such promise, Lieutenant," Spock said. Then Kirk slapped Spock's knee when he laughed, and Spock thought, "He is quite fascinating." "Hey, Spock, what are you doing right now? Want to play some chess?" Kirk got to his feet, stretching, his shirt riding up and exposing a tight stomach. Spock blinked, momentarily distracted, and said, "I would like that, Lieutenant." The end.